All right. This is Commissioner Brad Holton. I'm going to close County Commissioner meeting and reopen as the Canyon County Ambulance District Board of Commissioners. So I'll call that to order, and present is Commissioner Brooks, and absent today is Commissioner Van Beek. So we advertised and posted correctly? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we receive the Secretary's agenda notice posting report and set the agenda.
All right. I would second that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Is there any need for amend the agenda today? Being that there's not, let's move on. New business. Action item. Consider Paragline customer order form and scope of services.
Yes, Mr. Chair and Commissioner Brooks. So this is a software program that we would like to get. I first heard about it a couple of years ago. Caldwell PD got it, and now the different entities around the valley are jumping on board with Peregrine. It is an AI software where we can take all kinds of data, bring it together in one form, and then extract out an unbelievable number of reports. And so I know MidStar Fire has it, Ada County has it, Ada County Paramedics has it, and so it's a great program, and we would really like to get in with this company and start being able to use the data we have that we just can't use. So it is, we were hoping to have both contracts here today. The contract, this one is with Peregrine. We will also need one with the county to get the CAD data, and we just didn't quite get the CAD one. So this is the one with Peregrine in itself, and then we will end up coming back another one with the county.
Has this been reviewed by legal?
Has been reviewed, excuse me, reviewed by legal.
Okay. Does it make sense to pass this before we have the...
It does, because, Mr. Chair, because the data we're going to get is from our billing software, from our QuickBooks software, the CAD, and then from our chart writing software. So as soon as this is signed, they can get all those other entities. We just can't start getting the CAD data, so it will give us a jump start on building the first three. Otherwise, if it was just the CAD data, well, there'd be no reason to. But.
Are we using the county IT department to help with the technical back end of it?
Yep. And I think MidStar and the other fire departments maybe have already signed with the county. We just weren't doing it at the same time. But yes, they are working with them. And
okay.
Yep.
Questions?
How long has everyone else been on it already? You know,
the county itself, I think, has been a couple years. Ada County Paramedics has been maybe 2 years. One of their medics that got a PhD in data just went to work for Peregrine. And the nice thing is, like with them, they've built a ton of reports for Ada County Paramedics that they're going to be able to just copy and paste for us because we're getting the same data. But I'm pretty sure the county over A has been on it a couple years. Caldwell PD, I remember listening to their meeting 3 or 4 years ago, so it's definitely been around. But it's a fantastic, I've seen the demos, and it's amazing. It's HIPAA compliant, so we'll be able to use it for our chart writing software. It's a great way to bring everything together and actually paint a global picture of, like, where's the ambulance district at? Where should we be? Where are we headed? Like all that levy stuff, when people were asking us more details, that I just couldn't give them some of the data. Like, I truly don't know what this will cost. This will really open up some of that. And I'm pretty sure there can be dashboards that even you guys can have a login, and you will be able to see this dashboard like, wow, Canyon went on this many calls yesterday, and even live right now. So I think it's something we could even give you guys access to. It would be interesting.
Okay.
You, Commissioner Brooks, probably data-wise, probably love it. I can tell.
You created a tech nerd.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
It's not new. It's not a brand new.
Okay. And nobody's been trying to jump ship after they've had it for a little bit.
In fact, more people are wanting to get on board. And if we sign it right, you could literally get data from even Ada County Paramedics, like if we're thinking valley-wide, dump together and say, like, oh, yeah, there's no more county line. What unit of Ada County Paramedics should be running calls in East Nampa instead of us? Like, there's a lot of valley-wide collaboration here that now you can put data in one source.
Okay.
Because we're headed that way, like the fire service, the Ada County Paramedics, Canyon, to use the taxpayer dollars the wisest is Where's the closest ambulance? Who cares what's name on the side? You're having a heart attack. Where's that closest rig, closest fire truck, closest sheriffs or whoever? That's where we should be headed in this valley. So this will big jumpstart for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the Paragon customer order form and scope of services as presented.
Okay. I would second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And I see this set up. We don't have a signature page for the board. We're just allowing the director to sign or?
So that is my apologies. My little sticky notes for your signatures did not make them on the documents today. This one can be signed by the chair, or if you want to approve for a chief to have the authority to sign as well. There is a signature page on the back side of the front page, and then on the very last page of the paper clipped documents is the, what do they call it, the addendums that Unkenny came up with. So there are two signature pages here, however way you prefer to have it signed.
Do we know what they are going to be wanting to see? Because I'm fine with making another motion to just have the director do it, but chief, but what do you?
I'm fine with the chief if it expedites making it happen.
Sure.
Let's do it. So I make a motion that we authorize the chief for the board signature to be done in his signature. I make that motion.
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next item is mutual assistance agreement, fire EMS sharing flex data.
And so, Mr. Chair, this is the other half of the Peregrine contract that we're just not quite ready. We talked with Ben yesterday, so we're going to have to pull that one off. But
okay,
by our next meeting, I'm sure.
Right. I make a motion that we just delay this consideration till the next time we meet.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Third action item is consider Syringa Internet Service contract.
So, Mr. Chair, this is for internet. This has been with us working with IT, switching over, finding cost savings and stuff. So this is just the contract that IT came up with. They worked with us with Syringa to come up with the price and terms. And this is just for simple internet.
Okay.
And this would be another one that if you just authorize me to sign, it's a DocuSign, so it's simpler. If
okay. All right.
Do that. But yes, legal and IT.
Went. Have reviewed. Questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve and sign the Syringa Internet Service contract. Let me try that again.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve of the Syringa Internet Service contract and authorize Chief Stoll's signature on the document.
Okay. Very good. I would second that motion. The motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Fourth action item is to consider quick claim deed for Medic 51 parcel consolidation.
So, Mr. Chair, this is the property that we purchased a while back at the corner of Ellis and Elm, and it was two parcels. And so the surveyor went through to merge the two together. Caldwell City approved it. And so now this is just what legal put together for the quick claim so it can be gone to the assessor and actually formally then be one parcel with the county.
Okay. Is there any signature required on this action?
Yes.
Okay, so it's the board signatures. Okay, perfect. I didn't have that document in front of me. Sorry about that.
Legal put this together, so.
Okay, very good. I'm in favor.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve and sign the quitclaim deed for Medic 51 parcel consolidation as presented.
All right. I would second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Maybe not. Do you want us to just sign this one?
Never mind.
Oh, there it is.
Never mind.
Does it matter which one?
No.
Okay.
That's as long as you sign the same one I do, then that makes it so much simpler.
That's a good point.
All right. Now we're down to discuss general issues, set policies, and give direction.
No, Mr. Chair, we're good. Contract day.
Okay. And no need for executive session today. All right. All right. I would make a motion that we adjourn then.
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded. I second the motion. You second it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.
And we go down to that with only one signature. That's great. So was that deed one of those deeds where we deed to ourselves?
Yeah, so they have to, yeah, I had never heard of that in the...
I just bought a piece of property beside, immediately adjacent, beside my property, and that's what I have to do. We have to deed that new parcel to our original parcel ourselves.
Yep.
We deed it to ourselves.
This is goofy, yep.
Goofy.
Yep, no, I didn't realize it needed that until the surveyor, he gave us the, hey, here's the five steps you need to do, otherwise I would not have known. I was still...